Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild, the surprising Sunday edition. I'm Linda Irwin. You've got Jane Pickering Borowski and Kelly C. here with her birth cards. And Jane, did you want to say a little bit about your metapsychology and what you do there?
Well, thank you, Linda. Yes, I am an empathic, intuitive metapsychology counselor, and I say largely work with people online, and I just find that it's a nice way to, kind of people are able to hold their privacy by communicating online and yet at the same time are free to express their spiritual challenges. And anyway, love, light, and healing to you all.
Hey, great. And Kelly, have you got your birth card manual ready there?
I do, hoping and fired up.
Because I thought we kind of teamed this up here, where Jane gives her intuitive and you give their birth card information, and we can kind of round out some corners that are in their lives. Sound good to you guys?
That sounds good. That does.
Wonderful.
I'm gonna see if you can, when you ask guests, it's like when they first come on and we get their name, it's like if you'd ask for their birthday first thing, and then so Jane can do her segment, and it takes me a minute or so to kind of look things up.
Yeah, I thought that was a perfect thing too. Absolutely.
Cool.
A little later on in the show, we'll be giving you some information for some other people that you can research, and they can also give readings and numerology and various other things. But we've got quite a few callers already lined up. So we're going to start with 323. You're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Oh, hello.
Hello,
hi.
Hi.
Hi there. This is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Welcome.
How are you guys doing? Thank you. Thank you.
Do you want to give your birth date and Kelly can look that up?
Sure. It's 2/28/71.
Okay.
Do you have
a specific question that you needed some help with today, or?
I do. It's about work. I need a job. And I have been looking very arduously and have still not found anything.
Jane, what
and
do you
so
have for?
You're thinking in terms of, say, traditional bring in an income kind of work, Michelle?
Well, no, I'm actually involved in acting.
Okay.
Yeah, and I've always been a working actress, so this is a very weird episode for me. And I'm not sure as to what I need to do. I'm sure that some people would say go get a regular job, but my consciousness won't allow me to do that, so I'm going to still go after what I want. I just want to see if you guys can see any of those doors opening for me soon.
Well, Linda, I think this is.
I'm seeing that you need to promote yourself more. I think you should do a promotional video with the type of acting you're looking for. Get it out there on YouTube. Invite everyone you know on social media and people that are in the positions of hiring to come look at it.
Well, I have a bunch of videos on YouTube currently. You feel
well,
like I need to
promote it
more.
Everybody knows somebody. You've heard of the 6 degrees of separation. Some of
oh,
the
yeah.
people that view it will know someone that knows someone, and they will be the ones that might be able to hire you for that position. Also check around locally, maybe doing television commercials for your stations there in town.
Yeah.
That's a great way to get exposure and move on to bigger and better things.
And what I'm getting, Michelle, is that possibly doing some kind of volunteer acting, children's guild, to recharge, kind of recharge your energies and your creativity by, giving a little away, can also make you more known in the community.
I could try that. I'm going to jump in and do some theater this Wednesday, but it's not for kids. But it is for free.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like you're really covered a lot of your bases that you what you saw as steps towards keeping you working as an actress. It's not manifesting as yet. But I think both with, what Linda said is, and Linda is a phenomenal promoter and video maker herself. So knows, you know, a lot about that angle. But what I'm picking up spiritually is maybe a different volunteer position that is going to open you into the other pain doors. And I'm getting children, but that could be just because, you know, that's my love. It may even be with senior citizens, you know.
Not sure where to go about looking into it, but I'll ask around.
I do feel that, you know, something is coming, and again, it's almost like, because of course your passion and your drive is towards that, but it's almost like at the same time it's also blocking. And it may be that the kind of like the drive and the desperation to be a paid actress may be blocking those openings, just because the focus, you know, your focus is real driven towards that aspect as opposed to just being the creative beauty that you are.
Absolutely. Kelly, what do you have for a birth card?
Quite a bit, actually. The Ten of Clubs, she's a Ten of Clubs with a Five of Clubs as a planetary ruler. Ten of Clubs is a card of mental accomplishment. This person is a very independent person, regardless of gender. She's going to act like she's a king or a queen. Women have what they call the masculine mind, which means it's like very analytical. Just that, you know, thinking through things, that mind and nature. And all want complete and unrestrained freedom to do what they choose when they choose to do it. Ten of Clubs have come full circle in their quest for knowledge. They have a powerful mind, a consuming desire for more knowledge. It makes them really progressive and usually very successful. In this life, what she's learning to work on is regain control over her mind, which has kind of developed a life of its own, if you will. A lot of the tens complain of having trouble sleeping because of the endless chatter of their marvelous mind. The best path back to self-mastery is to direct the mind into right motives, higher principles, and hard work. And she is a person, she needs to work hard and keep busy to really be happy. She's got a Three of Hearts in Mars, making for emotional restlessness and undecidedness about a choice of occupation, which can be a strain on relationships and can hold them back from achieving their highest ambitions. She's got a Three of Diamonds as a challenge card, also bears it out and tells it that she's going to be doing a lot of experimenting as she works to find out what really kind of satisfies her. But again, it really sounds, you know, she's committed to the acting lifestyle. What is really interesting going on here now is she's in her Jupiter time period, which is a planet of really good blessings. It started August 3rd, and it runs through September 24th. And the two cards that are impacting that is a Six of Clubs and an Eight of Clubs in her Jupiter. And the indications there, she's got a heightened sense of intuition and sensitivity, which is the key to much success in all areas of this time, particularly financial and business related. At the same time, complacency could be your biggest obstacle. When you overcome complacency and contentment now and make extra effort during this auspicious influence, every effort will pay off in a big way. You know, of course, you already have everything you want. You can sit back and enjoy it, but obviously, you know, you don't. So it's like, this is the time to get down and apply that elbow grease. It's a good idea to stay with things and projects you've already initiated, and that's where your financial gains lay during this period, unless other indicators are present, which actually, really and truly, the Eight of Clubs being that second one. The power of the mind can bring you a lot of success with money and business at this time. Proper application of education and knowledge brings noticeable success with business, people, and dealings. Mental gifts are the source of your greatest benefits at this time. Success among groups of people is indicated, such as meetings or places where you, like, speak or teach or, in this case, act. You have more power than usual. Use it wisely for popularity and profit. Probably one of the best influences for increasing your financial gains this year, so make sure to take advantage of it. It works especially well for those who have some business of your own, but even if you're employed by someone else, your mental power can bring you promotion or some sort of greater success. One of the things here, too, is the Ten of Clubs are quest for the right occupation. Sometimes, you know, a little bit restless in love life and career ambitions.
Tens are a lot like aces. That ace is the one, and the ten is the one with the zero. They've got some, the ten of clubs has some additional factors that make them even more restless, like that I mentioned before, that three of hearts in mice and that three of diamonds in the Pluto. But the card also sits in the crown line of the grand solar spread beside the eight of diamonds and king of spades. All the cards there are really independent by nature, but the Ten of Clubs is the most restless of them all. There are many successful, really successful Ten of Clubs people in the world. Among them, we find one common thread. They all know their life work, and they're committed to doing it. Of all the cards in the deck, the Ten of Clubs has some of the greatest potential for success, and you're going to love these names. Barbra Streisand, Diana Ross, Madonna, Basinger, Luciana Pavarotti, and Shirley MacLaine are all Ten of Clubs. So you're in some good company, just, you know, in some of those names, just, you know, to be on your path and know what you're doing. So really, you know, like what Linda was saying, it's like promotional, you know, that kind of stuff. But the other part, the other piece of the puzzle, I'll put it that way, is if you have not already watched the movie called The Secret by Rhonda Byrne, who's gotten her book and read that, you know, by all means, do that. And it's like, take your piece of paper, and it's like, this is kind of what Tony talks to us about on, you know, on relationship days on Wednesdays, is you really focus on what you want and focus on bringing that in. It's like, you know, say, you know, thank you, God, for, you know, bringing, you know, the right people into my life at the right time, and I'm knowing in my heart, mind, and soul that my career is going to take off and the right people are going to be at the right place and time, you know, to give me the breaks that I need. So just, you know, really, really that as a focus and a visualization. So that's what I got for today. Hope that helps.
Well, very encouraging.
Yeah, thanks, you guys.
Thank you, Michelle, for calling. Be sure to call back into the show and let us know that wonderful job you got, okay?
Okay, yeah, let us know how you're progressing.
Thank you.
You bet.
I'm going to take a minute and give out some information here. Our mentor is Jethro Smith, and that's Psychic Jethro Smith, and he can be reached at www.jethrosmith.net, telephone 928-284-0437. He and Kay, by Kay and Jethro Smith, are the author of Living in the Psychic Realm, a book about his own experiences when he was growing up, what it's like to have abilities, see spirit, and people around you don't understand that. So I'm saying that this is not only a great book for you yourself, but it's a great book to give to people that also have experiences like that and they don't feel comfortable around the people they're with. It will kind of show you what he went through, and you can relate to that, and especially if you have young people in your circle, in your family, your friends, and they're growing up with abilities and maybe their classmates or whatever are making fun of them. It's kind of like that movie that's coming out, Paranorman. But also you can get in on the August specialty readings through those, through the website and through the phone number for Psychic Jethro. And Kelly here, she can be reached at kcbirthcards@gmail.com, 719-289-4907 if you'd like a birth card reading. And Jane Pickering Borowski can be reached at phoenixrising@redshift.com. And now we're going to go to our next caller who's been so patiently waiting here, and see if I can find you. Where did you go? You are Skype call. I've got 111 as your area code. You're on with Psychics Gone Wild. And
hello?
I guess we may have walked out, so I'm putting them back on hold.
Uh-oh.
We're going to go to the next one here. Okay, where did you go? There we are. Area code 315, you're on Psychics Gone Wild with Kelly, Jane, and Linda.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Hi.
Hi, hon. My name is Annette, and I was born December 13th, 1959.
Whoops, say that again. All I caught out of that was 59. My phone is really muffling or doing something weird on me today.
Okay. My birthday is 12/13/1959.
All righty. There we go. Got it.
Thank you.
And did you just need a general reading, or did you have something in mind for Jane, or...
Yes, I was wondering, I just started a new relationship, and I would like to know where that's going, basically.
Okay. Jane, are you getting conflict like I am?
Not at the moment, so I'm gonna refer to you until I hear a little bit more.
Yeah, because I'm feeling some sort of conflict, like not getting along in some aspects, but getting along in others.
Well, we're out of state from each other, and that's the conflict, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't fight a lot.
But you don't always agree.
Well, there's my ex. He knew my ex-husband, and he didn't appreciate some things that I put up with, you know.
Mm-hmm. So,
and so this
matter,
new relationship. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead, Jane.
I was just going to say, so the new relationship, you live in different states.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify that I heard that correctly. Is this someone you met online?
No, it's somebody that I knew from before. But,
oh, okay.
I've been talking to him online for about 3 months now, and he has asked me to move down there.
How do you feel about that invitation?
I'm looking forward to it because I'm not happy where I'm at.
Okay. All right. Do you have some question about whether or not you're running to, literally running to him because you're so unhappy where you're at, as opposed to running to him because this is a really solid, fulfilling new relationship?
Well, we feel we agree on a lot of different things, and we both had problems in our past with our other relationships, and we think a lot alike on a lot of different subjects, you know. I haven't been happy in my home. It has nothing to do with him at all.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
I'm ready for a move, you know, whether it's with him or someplace else. You know,
well,
like
that's, and that's a very wise place to be coming from, you know, that you're not happy where you're at, and regardless of how this relationship develops, continues, that you just know you need to be somewhere else. And
right.
That's very wise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like my daughters are both grown up and gone, and, you know, I'm single, so, you know, there's no sense for me to stay here. They have their own families and, you know, things like that.
Yeah, this would be an adventure for you, yes. I think it's a good time.
I was going to say, I think a move is well in order at this point. I'm hoping and wishing you the joy and a new environment that will just really allow you to be yourself in it. I mean, really
right.
Open up to be just, and for you to be loved and accepted just as you are.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I feel. I feel like I need to move on in my life because I'm pretty stagnant right here, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
Kelly, do you
I do.
Okay.
There's a bunch of stuff there for her here. Okay, first of all, your birth card, you are Five of Clubs, and you have a Seven of Diamonds as your planetary ruler. The Five of Clubs is a lot. It's a quest for truth, is the name of the card. It means changes in restlessness of the mind. We find you got a lot of curiosity that keeps you almost constantly on the move. You've got a Five of Heart Karma card that tells us you also have many changes in your romantic life as well. And for this reason, marriage is a hard thing. Okay, for you. You're really adventurous. You want to do some exploring and research for the same reason. Things and people associated with commitment are sometimes avoided like the plague. Kind of makes you feel like nomadic, you know, like I was going to say gypsy, you know, like kind of changeable to the extreme in some cases. And the Five of Clubs is the most restless card of all. They're just really flexible, you know. You like moves to new homes or, you know, change of lifestyles. And which usually does entail a lot of responsibilities and challenge, and that's symbolized by this Five of Spades in Saturn. You have got an Ace of Spades in Venus. It talks about secret love affairs and decision about, you know, which kind of sometimes which person to choose. That same Ace also gives you, you know, really a sexy, rich voice. Your Seven of Diamonds in Jupiter is a millionaire's card, and a lot of times you've got a lot of money, although a lot of times you also spend it or, you know, lose it, you know, easy come, easy go. Speculation and gambling, though, is something that you really should avoid. You're luckier than most, but your tendency to spend it all kind of makes you bad at what gamblers call money management. It's essential, essential to know when to quit, okay? You're really great in sales and promotion because you can relate to so many people on your own level. In relationships, just depending on the person, that Five of Clubs can be a blessing or a curse in the realm of relationship. On the high side, you're really progressive. You can, you know, relate to anyone. Really makes you well-liked and sociable. And on the flip side, that fear of commitment sometimes can be so great you attract kind of unusual situations. And sometimes you never really get the peace, you know, the deep connection that you're really looking for. There's, of course, going to be emotional losses in life regardless of avoidance. But just that, you know, what your attitude is and what your values are. That's where your free will comes in, tells a real story. Okay, some of the things here in specific. Right now, your Saturn period started July 10th, and it runs through August 31st, and then Uranus starts in. What you really have in the Saturn period is a Six of Hearts and a Queen of Hearts, which is really interesting. Those are both, you know, emotional cards. They're about, you know, your heart and your romance. That Six of Hearts in the Saturn, you're going to be face-to-face with the results of words and deeds, especially in the area of love and friendship. It often brings one or more karmic relationships throughout the year, as well as many lessons about, you know, taking that responsibility for our actions and romantic expression. That net result is going to be, you know, more maturity, because no matter how chronologically old we are, we can always, you know, do better and know more. But just knowing that you give is what you receive, you know, is going to lead to more success in relationships later. A lot of times we get unaware of how we're acting, or more appropriately, how our acts and speech are affecting those around us. We never quite see ourselves the way other people do. So the Six of Hearts in Saturn is going to serve to increase your awareness in those areas. That other Saturn card, which really interestingly is the Queen of Hearts, which is, if I'm thinking that it's the right one, it's referred to as the marriage card. And with having that in the Saturn period, a new marriage this year or period or any kind of committed relationship is likely to be marked by karmic overtones. It's possible that two of you have been brought together to, like, you know, settle old debts, you know, even from previous lives. Or if someone, if, you know, one of your children is, there's a birth in the family this year, is going to have some challenges. Romance, other forms of enjoyment, is going to be limited or marked by burdens during that period and to a lesser extent for the entire year. It's just, again, that learning responsibilities of love and romantic expression, and perhaps how your romantic expression affects those around you. It can be a very healing experience. It ultimately increases your chances of really having a successful intimate relationship. Let's see, just kind of being on the lookout for other, you know, for women of the heart suits, especially those that might be, you know, romance counselors, something like that. They might possibly prove, you know, or people who are friends might prove troublesome or burdensome in some way during this particular period. But then going right into your the Uranus cycle, which is coming up really soon at the end of this month, starts August 31st, that has the Ace of Spades. And the Ace of Spades is a transitional, I mean, it typically was called the death card, but it doesn't mean that, you know, there's going to be a death in the family. It just simply means a lot of time, well, although we've seen that happen also. I'm not going to say that, so I'm not going to rule that out. But a lot of times it's called, it's a very transformational card. And when that's in the Uranus, it may be like a real estate transaction or labor-related issue or, you know, a secret about your job or something like that. It's a card of ambition and desire. You can begin new jobs or careers under its influence. But for those on the spiritual path, it holds a deep mystical meaning that may also apply at the same time. It can be a strong desire for secret knowledge or hidden knowledge, and a card that represents psychic gifts. You may even be motivated to, like, you know, join a secret society or organization or something like that, or just learn more about, you know, your own gifts. It can represent a powerful religious or psychic experience or, you know, intuitive experience, or strong desire for some specific work or project. So that's kind of what I got for you going there. Hope that's helpful.
Okay. Well, we appreciate your time.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
And call in again. Let us know how it goes.
Oh, I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes.
If you guys like this show, Psychics Gone Wild, I invite you on your episode screen there to go up to the top left and hit follow. It will give you all the information on all of the upcoming shows. Also, be sure to check out our sister show, Living in the Psychic Realm, and that will be on tonight at 11 Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific. And we're going to go on to the next caller now, which is area code 845. You're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, how are you guys?
Oh, good. You?
Well, I've been fighting bronchitis, and I've called into, I've spoken with Kelly and Jeffro before, but I haven't had the pleasure of speaking with you, Linda, so thank you for sharing your talents with us, and I was just wondering financially how things look for the next couple of months.
Could you give us your birth date?
Absolutely, April 24th, 1961.
Okay. And Jane, I believe you're tuning in.
Yeah, I'm. Okay, how things are looking financially? Well, it certainly, I guess I'm going to say it feels like it's going to be challenging for a while, given that, you know, the whole country is you know, literally in a depression economically, and I think a lot of it depends on how much energy you can put into sort of like doing creative finance and as well as pursuing jobs. And I feel strongly that when we're in our fear regarding finances, you know, it just, And of course, it's like an addictive habit. It's hard to step out of the fear and allow spirit to provide, whether it's the job, getting the, you know, or paying the current bills with the jobs that you have. You know, it's just a piece of the puzzle. I think you have some challenges ahead, and at the same time, I would encourage you and your family to try to step out of the fear and trust, literally trust, that the universe will and does provide for you in spite of what the statistics are, you know, on the outside. So that's
okay.
What I'm getting.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with Jane. You know, if we can move forward and not dwell on the situations in a negative way, we attract more positive into our lives. And I think this would be good for you, too. Try not to worry. You know, no matter what, you're always going to be okay. You are a spirit being having a physical experience.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one way to look at it. That helps take the fear out of anything that you're facing. And Kelly, you got her birth cards ready?
I do. This is what's so interesting to me. It's like, here is yet another. There's a ten of clubs. It's like, I had to call these, you know, by the days. So you're our second ten of clubs for the day. So the things that I was saying to Michelle earlier about you, that card of mental accomplishment, where I'm looking at some of the differences here, okay, let's see. Yours wasn't a relationship so much as yours was that quest for the, you know, the correct occupation. So it's like, you know, figuring out really what you want to do, and it's like, you know, I mean, are you in a set field? Are you in something, you know, are you open to changing fields, or kind of where are you at with that?
Oh, absolutely. I'm open to that, you know. I do nursing assistant work when I can find, you know, the jobs, and I've done background work in some of the movies that shot up in upstate New York, so, you know. It's just a challenge. I'm a hustler, you know, and I have been putting out mantras to the universe that I will provide somehow, you know. I will make it.
Right. Makes a lot of sense. Okay. Where you're at right now is you're in your Mars period. That started August 6th for you, and that's going to run to about September 27th. And then on September 27th is when your Jupiter period starts. And there's a lot of stuff, you know, kind of, that's where I'm still kind of at here looking at this at the moment. What you've got going there, in the Mars period for you is you've got this, wow, you got two sevens, which is, ironically are called the cards of fate. You've got a seven of spades, and you've got, let's see, the seven of hearts. And then when you go into that Jupiter period, you got King of Clubs. Okay, I'm muttering to myself, you're King of Clubs and Two of Clubs. Okay, so what that looks like with where you're at, okay, this is one of those, the sevens are always called the cards of faith. It's like, you know, you got to kind of go with the flow and whatever, how do I want to phrase this? It's if you don't, you know, it's like, you don't want to worry about stuff. You know, it's like literally what Linda was saying. It's like, you know, that old song, you know, don't worry, be happy. That's kind of where you need to look at right now. The Seven of Spades is like the card of faith. It's health and work problems. It's learning to practice faith. It's going to challenge you to rise to higher levels of thinking, speaking, and acting. Its challenges is going to manifest mainly in areas of work and health, areas where you're likely to be holding some negative patterns that need to be changed. If you're willing to take, you know, responsibility for that condition and practice positivity in spite of circumstances, you can realize that powerful spiritual potential of that card and gain really new heights. In its highest form, it's called, this is the card of faith. So kind of like, you know, I don't know if you remember the song, The Little Ant, you know, it's like, and they told the ant, you know, he couldn't do it, and then it goes, whoops, there goes another rubber tree, you know, whoops, there goes another rubber tree plant, oh, that ant, you know. So it's like moving mountains, okay? And that's really kind of where you're being at. Let's see, in this moment, okay, in the Mars, there can be, actually it says, you know, your caution here is it can bring an illness caused by overdoing it. Well, in work, or possibly in your case, you know, looking for work, it's like, you know, just a lot of stress there, okay? Or trouble from some gentleman. It can also represent difficulties there in a legal matter, possibly, but indulging in negativity this time is only going to make matters worse. It's going to be marked by, you know, some arguing, conflict, disappointment. It represents a challenge that can best be met by careful examination of negative attitudes and emotional habits. When we look to that other Mars card to find out what else is going on with that, what we find is that seven of hearts in that Mars place. And it could be, man, it brings up a legal again. It's like challenging either like legal or personal matter, perhaps associated with a male. Your own willfulness or arguing is only going to decrease your chances of success in whatever situations are presently going on, okay? Just kind of look really carefully at your expectations and attachments for the key to present events, okay? You're going to have more success than you realize if you act upon the faith that you have nothing or no one to lose, okay? Spiritual revelations are possible now as well. We kind of, you know, looked at that other Mars card to find out what the challenge was. That seven is the faith. You're likely to have a happy, productive outcome to the situations if you just, you know, keep the faith, okay? That's a big message there. The positive thing is, looking at the end of September, it's like, you know, so this is kind of your Mars you're going to get through here. It's like it's going to be the next, you know, about month here or so going on. But when we look at forward a little bit, you do have something to look forward to. In Jupiter, you've got a King of Clubs and a Two of Clubs, which are really powerful ones for, I'll say, for the Jupiter period, because Jupiter is the time of your blessings, okay, for the year. It's going to be a lot of success for your business or profession, especially if you're involved in one or more of the mental fields, you know, writing, speaking, teaching, publishing, you know, being, I'll say, in front of crowds and in front of groups, which is, you know, kind of what you're doing. Your mental power is just at an all-time high, along with that ability to make informed and brilliant choices in your line of work. And it's definitely a time to expand your scope of operation, to think big. At that point in time, and this is what I'm talking after the 27th of September, any men in the clubs who could be a source of financial and other blessings this year, especially those older or in a leadership role in their work. So you're going to have some, you know, some conflicts coming up, you know, now. It's like, you know, some turbulence. Like, you know, if you're flying along in the path of life, it's like you're experiencing some turbulence. So, like, you know, fasten your seatbelt, because that's what you're going through right now. That second card in there, that Two of Clubs, is with that Jupiter, is one of the most successful meetings of business interests or partnerships. Emphasizes cooperation and avoid quarreling to get best results, and your financial words could be really great. In general, sharing your quest for knowledge, that bring material and personal benefits during that period. Just the influence promotes harmony and wisdom in all meetings and intellectual partnerships. It gives financial rewards through those avenues. So, you know, even though you're going to go through, you know, some bumpy times, which is what you're going through right now, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. It's not an oncoming train. You've really got, you know, some positive stuff coming up. So it's like, really work with that faith and really work with just, you know, the positive affirmations of, you know, it's going to be okay. Don't get down. Don't get discouraged. Just, you know, keep moving forward. And it's like, you know, I love that. It's a movie by, I want to say Disney. I think it's Disney Pixar, but it's like, it's called Meet the Robinsons. And it's like, you know, just keep moving forward. No matter what life throws at you, keep the faith and keep moving forward. So hope that helps today.
Yeah, I definitely, you know, I'm Irish, so it's like I'm not waiting for the storm to pass. I'm learning how to dance in the rain. You know, that's a real Irish thing, and definitely, you know, I know that life does throw you things, but it's kind of like that Beatles song, Just Let It Be.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. And I have thrown in my face. So for everything, you know, bad, life's like a battery. You got to have the positive and the negative to make it, you know, work right.
Right.
You know, but
exactly.
I'm hopeful and prayerful that things will improve, you know, little one day at a time.
Exactly.
And I thank you guys, and God bless you. And always nice talking to you.
Love, light, and healing to you, sweetheart.
Thank you. And I'll call back and let you know how everything happens. When does Jupiter end, Kelly?
Let's see, the next phase for that one, counts 52 days. So it's like, let's see, let me look at my cheat sheet here. Any of these can be done with a good calculator, and it's like, let's see.
No, I
that
can
one
look it up.
Got it here. That ends on... let's see, the 24th. That goes, Jupiter goes from September 27th up to November 18th. And then it's another one of those hang on moments because on November 18th through January 10th, you're in Saturn. And it's like, you know, Saturn is always the one of, you know, while Jupiter is your blessings, Saturn represents your challenges for the year. So, you know, it's kind of that little fine wave of, you know, like the up down moment. It's like, you know, it's kind of like, you know, enjoy the blessings. It's like, and get ready for, you know, some more learning. And then after Saturn comes that Uranus period, which is like a breath of fresh air from Saturn. So,
yeah.
You got more stuff coming up. Always.
Yeah, but you definitely are straight on because before the 27th, I'm supposed to be filing and some legal stuff in court. So, yeah,
wow.
It'll be rocky
okay.
Road on the 27th.
All right.
But I thank
awesome.
You guys and have a great week.
Oh, you
thank
too.
You.
Right. You too.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Kelly, did you want to take a minute and talk about the Organogold?
Sure. Time me. Let's see how fast I can talk. Oh, golly. Well, for starters, I know that, Jethro is having the tea reading offered as his special reading this month, and for a price of a box of tea to try it, buy it, and so on, he will do a 30-minute reading. And I'm getting to the point where I'm of like-mindedness. It's like, you know, any guys want to get a birth card reading? It's like, you know, get with me and, you know, figure out what box or whatever you want to try, and we'll work it out that way. Sounds good. Other than that, let's see. Golly, I've just kind of been looking in chat here, and well, first of all, Maggie's going, yeah, anybody seen any good UFOs lately? But they're talking about, you know, the hot chocolate, and I see Rita's got her coffee. It's like, it looks like her nephew's enjoying a cup. So, you know, all I can say is it's like anything else. Try it. It's not the instant cure-all, because certainly nothing is instant, but what it has in it is Ganoderma, and it is an herb that's been in use for 4,000 or 5,000 years, depending on who you talk to. And the biggest thing is you got to get with it and let it, you know, it's anywhere from 6 to 12 weeks to see, you know, to see the results that you want. And I can testify to that because it did take me, I'm going to say 3 months. It took that 90 days, took 3 boxes. But for me, I drank 1 packet of black a day, and it cleared up the cataracts in my eyes. So it's like I did not have to have a corneal transplant to get my eyesight back. It was so much easier buying, you know, 3 boxes of coffee. Of course, you know, you continue to use it because you want to continue the benefits of, you know, having your body cleaned out and working right and all that good stuff. So, you know, get with us. Get either call myself at 719-289-4907, or Jethro is doing that at 928-284-0437, and get with us about, you know, getting a reading, or just, you know, try a box of coffee, tea, hot chocolate, or they do have capsules for people who are more, you know, I'll say have more serious illnesses. Although we do not diagnose, we do not, you know, make any cure claims, et cetera, what we can say in this country, there's 20 countries it's in, is that it detoxifies your blood, it oxygenates your blood, and it restores your pH balance, which are three major components of good health, and it's what the FDA allows us to take. In the other 19 countries, if you want to go look at their testimonials, they are not restricted by that. They simply start out with, this cures, and they start listing. So when you get on those websites, you're going to find things like that. You Google Ganoderma, and you Google the illness you're looking for and see what it does. And some of the illnesses that we have, you know, that are going on right now are new enough. It's like people, you know, really don't know what they are, don't know what they do. So we just say, you know, try it. It's like, you know, give it a try, see what it does, and give it time to work, because it doesn't claim to be like medical science, you know, that, you know, you take this pill and it's like it's a bibby-bobby-boo wonder miracle thing that's going to happen overnight, because it doesn't happen that way. It does take time, but with persistence and drink water, and drink good water, things
go well. Hey, great. Well, we've got apparently a Skype caller in here. Area code 111, you're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Yeah, hi. This is Trish from Connecticut, and I was looking for a reading.
Great. And did you want to give your birth date, too?
Sure. My birthday is 9/18.
9/18. I've got a year there?
Oh, 60.
60. Okay.
Are you just looking for a general reading or something in
particular?
Yeah,
general reading.
Okay.
General reading with specifics around building a house.
Ah.
House. Okay. Do you already have the place picked out, or do you already you have your land and all that stuff, or are you still kind of in that looking phase?
No, I have the land. I've applied for a permit, and I'm just kind of in the waiting stage.
Okay.
Okay, Jane, what are you getting?
Well, this is, it feels like and I know from experience, it's a monumental decision to, you know, purchase the land and come up with the house plans and the permits. And I know that usually architects and, you know, the people actually doing the building, I think it's going to be a really positive thing in the end, as long as you're prepared that it's, and I'm sure you know this already, they're not going to, like, slap up the walls and you're going to be ready to go in, you know, say 3 months. As long as you understand that it's the timeline, you know, can take, say, up to a year, with all the fine details of, you know, picking out window frames and so forth, Trish. But, yes, I see this definitely happening for you, and just feel that as long as, I want to say, you keep your mind relaxed, because the process, you know, the whole process can be quite exciting but also challenging. You know, again, whenever you're dealing with bureaucratic, you know, permits and licenses and contractors with good, you know, business customer service and, you know, results and so forth. But I think if you just kind of like have a place that you can be while this process is occurring, that will provide you kind of a sanctuary from from the building and, you know, and all those details that have to be in compliance for, you know, you to have your new home. But it will happen. It's definitely going to happen, and it's going to be so gorgeous and so wonderful. But just be prepared that it may not happen anytime, you know, soon. But again, as long as you have a place where you can, you know, kind of have your own inner sanctuary through this process, you're going to enjoy it. You're going to enjoy watching it be built and put together and know that you are the creator of that home. So that is very awesome, Trish.
Right. Well, I'm learning to be patient, and as you said, the permitting process and the bureaucracy and red tape has taken me far longer than I ever anticipated, so I'm kind of in the mode of just dealing with it.
Yeah. Yeah, and not that that's an easy thing, but I think it's any time you can detach with the wisdom you have inside of you, just detach from that process, because it can suck you in, the drama of the whole process. And, you know, that won't be a benefit to you. But, you know, as you can, just detach and, you know, be your own best advocate for making things happen without letting it consume you.
Okay.
And I know you can do it. And like you said, you've been already challenged to learn how to be more patient than maybe you were previously. And maybe that's, you know, that's the universal gift. You're being taught to be patient, to allow your dreams to come through.
Okay.
Absolutely. I feel you're a go-get'em kind of person myself, and I agree with her. You know, you need a place that's totally yours while all of this is going on, so that you can kind of move outside of the situation and kind of monitor how things are going. And Kelly, do you have her birth cards?
I do. The Six of Clubs, she's a Six of Clubs with is a birth card, and the Six of Spades is her planetary ruler. It's called the Missionary card. It's known as a psychic card, and it's surprising to see how few of those people really are aware of their gifts. It also means responsibility to truth. It's like you've got to learn to find a system of truth you can believe in, which you can live your life. Once that's attained, there's no limit to how much good you can really do in the world. If you haven't found your path yet, you can be a really big warrior and a procrastinator of all the cards in the deck. But it looks like, you know, you're getting on your path, and it's like you're kind of, you know, kind of leaving that behind. You've got a responsibility to maintain inner balance and peaceful communications with those in your life. You often attain financial affluence and have inherent protection over your life. It's one of the cards that contain the highest degree of material or spiritual success. On the flip side, you know, there's always that high side and low side. On your low side, it's like if you get caught up in complacency or just kind of, you know, you're happy with being in your rut, you never really get out of it. But it's the card of responsibility to the spoken word. You've always got issues about what you say and what you do as a result. You know, so it's like, and in your case, you definitely, you know, want to make sure that any words out of your mouth is always the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, because otherwise it bites you in the behind, okay? And you may have already dealt with some of this. It's like you have a special karma with the abuse of power you have to deal with at some point in your life. You either are going to be given a position of power and you learn about it through how you deal with it, or you attract another powerful person who kind of perpetrates some kind of power struggles in your life. But either way, you learn the true meaning of power and its tendency to corrupt the holder, and how absolute power corrupts absolutely. You've got a special mission in your life, one that involves bringing others to the threshold of ancient and powerful truth. You're the bringers of light. Once you tap into the hidden reserve, your natural intuition is recognized. You find your life guided and protected from, you know, the highest source of God possible. Where you're at right now, is you're in it's called the Neptune period, because you're just getting, you know, your birthday's coming up like next month, okay? So you're finishing up Neptune in the previous year, and your new year is going to start on your birthday. So you've got a four of diamonds in your Neptune. It's a good card for money and indicates money made related to travel or foreign interests or the care of others or in a secret way. You're somewhat protected in all your business dealings under this influence, which is, I know there's a lot of business going on building a house. It's a card of satisfaction in financial affairs, and one where you can take time to enjoy the fruits of your labor as well. It can also mean money made through an inheritance, taxes, insurance, or some other, you know, like what they call secret way. When that Neptune period, you know, ends up, it's like, because that started July 28th, and it's like, you know, for the 52 days it goes, that's going to be, where'd it go there? Yeah, got to get myself on here. There we go. Okay. So your Neptune goes through, that can't be right. Yeah, it goes 9, there it goes. It goes through 9/18. Okay, I had the wrong number written there. That was my bad. but your Mercury period starts, and you're, you know, when your birthday, and it's like, you know, you're into your next solar year, it's like you're going to have a whole new layout for the year. But one of the things coming up that you've got to look forward to in that one is you've got this Queen of Clubs and a Nine of Hearts starting out of the gate in your Mercury period. And just kind of a little forward look on that one. Let's see, where'd it go here? There we are. In Mercury, it's like, because that's a service in a communication field, it's like good intuition, organizational ability. You're an intelligent, quick-witted lady with, and someone you can communicate with easily. A person who loves social life and people of intelligence, but could be somewhat dominating. It's like, and this is, it looks like someone who's, you know, either yourself are that way or someone's coming in that way. You could also possess some kind of unusual information. It could represent you having the same qualities mentioned above, you know, because this could be this other person that has those. But you need to guard against argumentative and impatient nature. You need to use that sensitivity to help others get the most out of that influence. It's a symbol of great success for being involved with helping others in some form of knowledge or communications. And it bestows that keen intuitive nature you can trust now for success. So it's like, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe one of the builders or permit people or something, you know, is coming up like that. But it's like, you know, you've got some stuff, you've got some protection in the financial stuff going on, and you've got some, you know, good things coming up. So it's looking good from what I can see. It's like, you know, and I would totally agree with the other things that everybody else has said here.
Great. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Let us know how the building goes.
I will.
Hey, great. You're listening to Psychics Gone Wild with Kelly C., Jane Pickering Borowski, and Linda Irwin. And I'm going to take a minute just to give some information on some people here. Kelly C. can be reached for her birth card readings at kcbirthcards@gmail.com, and that's telephone number 719-289-4907. You can reach Jane at her email, phoenixrising@redshift.com. I'm also available at Continuum X Headquarters on Facebook. Or if you like my music and you want to contact me through my email, we can talk about the CDs, which I've got right now, the two CDs for $20. And those can be reached at Continuum X, CNTNUUMX, at Frontier.com. And we're going to go on to the next caller now, who has so patiently been waiting for almost a half an hour. Area code 843, you're on with Jane, Kelly, and Linda.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
We're great.
What's your name, if I may ask?
My name is Pooja, and I'm calling from South Carolina.
Okay, and did you want to give your birth date for the brief?
Yeah, I'm sorry, 626-85.
Okay, I'm 626-85. 626-85. Okay, so I'm sorry. Wow. I'm here on June 3rd of 1965. Is that correct or no?
Yes, June 26th, 1985.
Oh, June 26th. Okay, 65. That would make a huge difference. Yes. All right.
And did you have a specific question, or are you? Or what did you
do
today?
I would love to know what my family and I are in a position where we're really hoping to sell our business as soon as possible, like soon. And so I'm hoping that this happens and we can all move back to where I came from. I returned home for a little bit. You know, I was wondering how you see that happening or see that happening. I'm hoping it's very soon.
Jane?
I'm having a hard time hearing this caller, so I'm going to refer to you, Linda.
Okay, I'm sorry, but can you repeat a little bit of what you said there? I guess not everybody heard it.
Can you hear me now? That's a little bit better. It's kind of, it kind of sounds like you're talking to us underwater.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in the car. My family and I are really trying to sell the business, the family business, so that my parents can retire. My dad's not really doing too well physically. We really need to sell it soon, within the next month and a half. And so we're hoping that it sells and then we can kind of move along after that. So I'm just wondering what you pick up on that, and I'm hoping that goes, you know, well, soon.
Well, personally, myself.
I think it may be a little longer than a month. What are you picking up, Linda?
I'm actually picking up the not selling the family business as the family business, but rather as space for a different business to come in.
Yeah, that's our intention. We're hoping that someone comes in and, like, does whatever they want to do to it.
Right. I think that's your best approach. And I hope
and that's what we're hoping for. That's really what we're hoping for. But so do you see, like, what do you see? Do you see it happening soon, or?
I think it's going to take a little while. I think some more word of mouth needs to get around about it being available. And then putting good thoughts and intention into it to, you know, get it out in the universe to attract the right people.
Yeah, we've been doing that for a while. The only thing is that it needs to sell within, like, a month and a half. So, I mean, do you not, we have someone who's interested. I know there's one call that's coming in.
Would it be
so
possible to temporarily rent it out until it can sell?
I don't think that's possible.
You don't? Jane, do you
have someone wants to buy it and finance it.
Well, I what I'm picking up is that your family is under a lot of pressure to make this happen, you know, ASAP.
Yeah.
And because if it has to happen, like within a month and a half, as you're stating, then I see that it will happen, but it may not flow the way your family would like it to, as far as like interfacing with another business coming in, that say your family would be really comfortable with. Whenever you're under that financial gun to sell something, then usually that encompasses more restrictions as far as, well, we've got to sell, it almost doesn't matter to who. And I know that I'm sensing that your mom and dad, of course, would much rather prefer it kind of flow and interface, like Linda said, with another quality business. But so I think, you know, you can definitely sell it within a month and a half if those are the financial restrictions that just have to happen. I think it will, but it may not be to a business or a person that, let's say, you feel good about.
Well, I mean, we don't care as long as it sells at this point. We just really want it sold, and we really need the money right now so that we can move forward. And so really we're hoping that we at least get some kind of interest, or it needs to sell within a month and a half.
Okay, Kelly?
Well, Linda, this may be interface kind of with your skills also. Maybe a promotional video about their business would certainly put it out there to a lot more people.
Advertise too outside of the area that you have been already.
Well, we have a realtor, and so they're doing a nationwide thing. They've sent out emails and stuff nationwide.
Okay. Kelly, do you have any answers on the birth cards?
I can say mostly what I'm getting from her right now is totally not with this. It's like she's in her Venus period, which started August 17th, and then she's going to be moving to the Mars period not till October 8th. And then Jupiter doesn't happen until November 29th. So it's like anything financial, and I don't know another thing I would say to look at is, if she is the owner of it, it's like, you know, where this is like her parents' business, it would be more of an impact for her parents. It's like I would probably be more effective doing a reading, like, you know, with the owner, like if her dad and mom or the owners, you know, looking at their cards and seeing what their layouts are. Because actually for this caller, it's she's a four of clubs. Her birth card is the card of mental satisfaction. She's got, you know, a lot of good stuff going through there. It's hidden restlessness, that can manifest in a lot of ways. She's really progressive. She can utilize it to create new ideas in her chosen line of work. She knows what she knows, and she's not likely to change her mind on anyone's behalf unless she sees, you know, that change for herself. She's a little bit, you know, a little bit stubborn, likes to argue since she usually wins, and does well in legal matters. Has a good constitution, is not afraid of hard work. It's a successful card, really good at sales, and enjoy talking about what they believe in. She's popular, does well in groups, as long as you don't let her, doesn't let her love of debate get out of hand. She's going to keep a fine reputation and work. You know, and it's like, and like I say, right now what's coming up for her is, you know, the stuff in Venus, and then, you know, that's what started, like I said, in August 17th and goes to October 8th, and then Mars deals with more of the business stuff, so it's like I'm kind of going, yeah, that's about, you know, a good solid month and a half out there, so it's like, the only thing I can really, you know, point to, just in the, I'll just say generalities, is, you know, number one, it's like if you know, if you want to call back another time or something, then it's like, you know, let us have your dad's, you know, I mean, if he's the primary owner or the primary owners of the business, let's take a look at that for them, because that's going to make more of an impact. Because right now it's talking to me about your love life, okay?
Well, is that a good thing? Is there someone good coming in? Do you see that?
Let's see. This is, okay, and 47. Yeah, you've got a Jack of Clubs, you've got an Eight of Hearts in your love life, which is, it's emotional power for you, so it's like you can attract someone in, definitely, who would be, you know, a really good person for you. You know, so that's the positive moment, you know, for you here. Golly, and just let's see. If you've been doing, I'm kind of back to the business. It's like, if you know, if you guys have been doing all the, you know, the work of, like, you know, the manifesting. It's like, you know, like you write, you sit down. It's like it's what I call letters to God. Okay, where you sit down and you go, you know, thank you very much that you are sending us, you know, a person who is the right person. You know, this is like the pot for every lid moment, who's going to be the person to buy this business, and, you know, it's going to go through easily and stress-free and stuff like that, and really focus on it. And, you know, again, that's one of those keep the faith moments. It's like, you know, your thoughts become things, so it's like if you're going to dwell on stressful things, which, you know, it's hard to, you know, like say when you're under the gun and go, oh, man, we got to do it. But if you're so focused on that, you know, anxiety and that feeling there, it's like you're going to get more of what you're putting out there, okay? So it's like you need to kind of step back from it, breathe, relax, and go, mm-hmm. Yes, you know, thank you, God. We absolutely know that, you know, you're going to keep this in your hand, and you're going to, you know, bring forth the person. You're going to cause that person, whoever it is, who's going to buy this business to come in, and it's like they're going to have the right amount of money at the right time, and we know it's going to happen. You know, it's like, it's just, and it's really putting that out. All I'm going to say is, you know, think of what Christ said. It's like, if you have the faith the size of a grain of mustard, the mustard seed, you can move mountains, okay? So it's really about, you know, get into the feeling of, you know, thank you, it's occurred this way. It's like, you know, when you, you know, what you can conceive and believe you can achieve, okay? So that's really, really kind of that one. But, yeah, you got some positive stuff coming up for, you know, for love life stuff, I guess. I don't know. It's like, take that on another venue. It's like, you know, call back in and we can talk about a different area, okay?
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, I wanted to mention, too, that our mentor, Psychic Jethro Smith, he and Kay have a book out called Living in the Psychic Realm, and you can reach him at www.jethrosmith.net, 928-284-0437, and he's also doing the August specialty readings, so definitely check into the site. Also follow the show Psychics Gone Wild. It's up there on the top of your player screen in the upper left corner, and it will give you all of the upcoming episodes and who's going to be on what days and what times. Also follow our sister show Living in the Psychic Realm. I'll be on there tonight as part of a roundtable with Sandra Green. And that's on at 11 Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, 8 Pacific. And I'm just loving our two guests there, Kelly. And she's at 719-289-4907, available for birth card readings. You can reach her by email at kcbirthcards@gmail.com. And Jane Pickering Borowski, my good friend for years now, and she does metapsychological counseling. Now, that was a mouthful. But basically,
it was.
What it is,
good.
Metapsychology is basically psychology that plays into the spiritual aspect of life. And if you know, normal psychologists don't do that. They look at your brain, they look at your body, but they don't really look at your spirit. And that's where metapsychology breaks into it. And you can reach her at phoenixrising@redshift.com. Also through our community page on Facebook, Continuum X Headquarters. We're going to go on now to the next caller, which is, there we go. Area code 203, you're on Psychics Gone Wild with Kelly, Jane, and Linda.
How you doing?
Oh, good. How are you?
Okay. I'd like a general reading.
Okay, could we get your birthday, please?
Huh?
Your birth date?
10/10/80.
Kelly, did you get that?
I did. 10/10/80.
Okay. Jane, are you picking anything up from our caller?
Well, I guess I want to just acknowledge, it's not so much what I'm picking up. I know that that area code is in Oregon, and, you know, I've got connections out that way. So you're just wanting a general reading.
What you see coming, what look for.
What's coming your way?
I feel like you're going to be meeting some new people that are going to be good for you. I don't know if this is through a job that you don't have yet, or some type of social setting, but I feel like you're going to finally meet some people that resonate with you, male and female.
Okay.
Good news, huh?
Yep, that's good news.
So I feel like some of the people around you now are kind of bringing you down. Does that make sense?
I didn't hear you.
Some of the people in your life right now are kind of bringing you down.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to get a new set of people in your life, and you're going to have some hobbies that you really enjoy, and even some spiritual work facing you.
Spiritual work as?
As in enlightening people, teaching, empowering.
Oh, okay.
May not be traditional, you know, business type, but just that your presence in their life. And talking with them, and that will allow them to improve their own status in life.
Okay.
Kelly, do you have the birth cards ready?
I do. Queen of Clubs is called the mother of intuition cards. Very serving, you know, and it doesn't matter gender. It's like, you know, just the fact that it's a queen, you know, has no reflection on gender or anything else. Just that you're service-oriented and receptive in nature. The mental nature of clubs inclines you to deal in publishing trade, maybe administrative work, or among the more aware ones, psychic work. Being that queen, you're always aware of your place in the royal court, and you resist anyone trying to mold you in any way. Your displaced card is a three of hearts, as well as a five of clubs in your Venus position. It tells us that uncertainty and indecision about love and friendship makes it hard for you to find lasting happiness. In those areas, it's like there's some, you know, change and indecision. Your mental gift is abundance, whether you realize it or not, and you're always receiving knowledge from this natural, your intuitive gift. You've got incredible organization minds, but you live life at such a high pitch that you're often stressed out or overdoing it. You've got an Ace of Spades, and Jupiter promises a lot of rewards if and when you follow spiritual or psychic or intuitive lines of work or pursuits. You've got a deep heritage of knowledge from past lives, and it's always available. The Queen of Clubs is also known as the Mother Mary card, and many of you have one or more, quote, children, you know, whether you have any biological children or not, but it's like, you know, could be nieces, nephews, or even just friends or whatever, whom you make sacrifices for in your life, just as Mary had to undergo the sacrifice of her son. Queen is very creative and resourceful, often having two or more jobs and many interests. You do best when there's some creative expression and freedom and movement in your career. You're proud of your work. You've got a real work ethic. You do your job well. Some of just depends on some of the other cards in your life path slated to make some really great contributions to society. Your natural inclination is to help and nurture others, and it can be expressed in work that helps thousands of people or more.
In relationships, some, you know, a lot of you get married, but sometimes you're not always happy about it or make a success of it, okay? You just got really powerful minds and wills, and not a lot of partners can handle, you know, you in your willful way, okay? You carry some with you, some of the seeds of karmic seeds for one or more difficult relationship that's going to kind of be brought to fruition at some point in your life. For that reason, you know, some of you guys try marriage once or even twice and then kind of go, I don't want to do that again, maybe, but you're still going to be in a relationship of some sort. Some of you also change your mind a lot about what you want, and that can make a partner feel really insecure, you know, about love and can cause separations. You know, it's like if you're not sure exactly where you're at, it's hard for another person to know where you're at, okay? You operate on higher frequencies, just meaning your partner has to have some mental ability and communication skills to make it work good with you, okay? There's a certain amount of emotional indecision that adds to the challenges you have to deal with each time you fall in love. And you carry some very challenging emotional and relationship karma in the deck, of all the cards in the deck, and it's indicated by the Seven of Hearts in Saturn, which is your faith. It's about faith, and it's going to be tested. And that Three of Hearts is your first karma card, and that's also about, like, threes are also very changeable, very sometimes indecisive, can be, you know, stressed about things. Both of those indicate emotional needs that require care to deal with effectively. But with a determined effort, you can apply yourself to that with great success in relationships. The question is whether you want to go through the work to do that, because it is work, just like, you know, any other kind of work, like network marketing or, you know, like a 9-to-5 job. It's like it's work to do your spiritual transformations, okay? Your work is often your first love, and so relationships and the work required to make true intimacy possible are kind of put in a lower priority because you're really focused, you know, kind of outwardly on the groups and the masses. With all the love you have to give, you have some of the greatest potential for fulfillment in a relationship. You can be, you know, the prince who marries the princess and later becomes, you know, the king, and you live happily ever after type of thing. But it's just, it depends on what you want to do with it. And there's also some very impatience that go with that. The Queen of Clubs is a very high-strung card. They're often really impatient and intolerant of people. You know, you kind of sit there and go, really, you didn't hear that? You know, if you consider them a little bit slow, or it's like, you know, or they don't have a better work ethic, or, you know, whatever. But you yourself operate on a really high pitch with most people would classify as stressful, just because of that, you know, threes, you know, associated with that birth card and that life path, that you've just got such a creative, resourceful, adaptable, but often quick-changing energy. It can make you appear like a normal person on some kind of, like, you know, time speed-up warp thing, okay? And it often manifests itself as people who think very fast, drive very fast. The Mercury card reveals something about our driving habits. You've got the Ten of Spades in Mercury, which is a powerful, I got to get where I'm going right now kind of energy, okay? So, yeah, I don't know. Does that any of that ring true, or is it helpful?
Yeah, ring true. I mean, I'm creative, yeah. All right.
Okay.
So, yeah, I like things going. I like when I have a mindset on something, yeah, I go for it, yeah. That's true.
And you usually will achieve what you do. So it's like, yeah. And you're right now, you're in your Neptune period. It's like in the time of the year where you're at. Let's see, now where did I just wrote that down there. Come on, here we go. Because you're just finishing up your 31st year, and you're going to be moving into your 32nd year. Your Neptune period actually starts tomorrow. So I'll say on 8/20, you're just finishing up Uranus, which is kind of a more flexible, or, you know, lightning changeable type time of year. And in Neptune, though, you've got this, let's see, I was going to look at that one. Neptune, you have 31. You've got the Two of Diamonds, and that's about relationship and money, both. So it's like you've got, and Neptune is always, there's always that, I'll say, the word of caution to our tail, because in Neptune you can see things with rose-colored glasses, okay? During that period, you might, and this is, okay, this is the one upcoming, you might begin a money partnership regarding travel or interest at a distance. It could represent meeting about a business trip or foreign interest, so you might be able to apply some of your intuitive ability in your business affairs for success now. Under Neptune's kind of somewhat, they call it illusory, or like, you know, dreamlike influence qualities, there's always a possibility of being deceived either by yourself, you know, your own thoughts, or by others. So just be really clear and extra careful in your communications coming up, and that's going to be starting tomorrow from 8:20, and that'll go clear up through your birthday, which is October 10th. And then when that starts, you're going to have a whole new year starting out. So it's like, you know, hope you call back and see how things are going, and, you know, get your year off to a good start.
Okay, yeah, I'm pursuing a career with a partner of mine in music, so, yeah, you're right.
Oh, cool.
Business thing. Yeah.
All righty.
Thank you so much.
All right, Linda, can I ask you one question on my health-wise? I was wondering, I've been sick for, like, a while. I was wondering, do you see me recovering?
Yes, I do, but I think you need to do more energy work and also be more careful with your diet. I think there's
my
something
diet.
You're ingesting that you're allergic to, and I would advise keeping a food diary. I know Jane loves this when I say this, but yeah, keeping a food diary with all of the reactions you get after you eat or drink something, because I think it's just something that's being triggered by what you're ingesting, and it may not be a permanent thing that you would be allergic to. It's just that your body's kind of overloaded on it.
Okay. Oh, okay. So my body will overload.
It could be something like
something
soda,
like,
for example. If you drink a lot of soda.
Okay.
Okay.
For energy drinks.
Right now I'm drinking ginger ale. I've been drinking ginger ale water. I've been taking a lot of vitamin C.
Vitamin C can irritate the urinary tract.
Okay, irritate me.
Ginger ale and vitamin C, well, ginger ale is high in phosphates, and phosphates and all that can not only upset your stomach, it's just the opposite of what it's supposed to do, but that with vitamin C can cause urinary tract problems if you get too much.
Too much, yeah.
Okay,
so
I was taking
a lot last week.
If you're getting, like, lower back pain, it could be your kidneys are very sensitive.
Cranberry.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so just go check, have a check. So I might have an allergic reaction to something?
Yeah, I think you are. And Maggie is saying drink cranberry juice.
Cranberry juice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good for your urinary tract, yep.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Thank,
Thank you. We've got time for one more caller. We're going to go with area code 225. You're on with Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, I was listening. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
16, do you see me moving, and where should I move? Which way?
Okay, that was May 17th of 1960, is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm actually getting kind of a northeast feeling. Jane, what are you getting?
Yeah, For some reason I'm getting northwest, so we're together on the north part.
Are you looking at property up that way, or?
No, nope, finishing school, ready to move on. Pick the hurricane.
I'm just feeling like it's more open to you if you go that way. Jane and I are both seeing north, so.
Yeah.
North where?
Well, I can hear you, the frustration in your voice at, you know, you said you completed school, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I know that usually when a lot of us complete something, then we're kind of itching, like you said, to move on, move forward, kind of get out of the environment you've been in because you know, you were focusing on your schooling. And
right.
I think, you know, though it... in some ways, it's just a simple thing. I find that sometimes just looking at an atlas of the state you're in, say, looking north, since both Linda and I are getting, you know, a northern city, town environment, would be receptive to your talents, your personality, and so forth.
Yeah, I'm getting that, too. I think opportunities are in that direction. Kelly, what do you have for the birth cards?
Okay, she is a two diamonds, and it's called a Wheeler Dealer card. She's got innate intuition that if followed is always going to lead her to success and show her the right path to follow. Inherent in that is a high set of values and often a mission in life, which often involves partners and others. There's a certain amount of ambition, usually for money, that keeps them motivated. That ambition is good because they can get into ruts at times, especially in close relationships, those kind of more relationship stuff. If you tap into your inner guidance, you're going to find a path awaiting you that's fascinating and rewarding. You do best by establishing yourself in one business and sticking with it. It's one of the most successful cards in the deck, and, you know, you've only got to look within to make your way successful. You call it the Wheel of Dealer card because you like to be involved with business and finance, especially with friends and associates. It's a partnership card, which usually chooses to work with others rather than alone. It's a number of logic, and two of the diamonds have a mind that's really quick at making distinctions and evaluations. You're often attracted to and really good at working with computers for the same reason. It's only when you're emotionally unfulfilled that your mind becomes pessimistic and argumentative. Financially, it's one of the most fortunate cards in the deck. Most of them make considerable sums of money, especially after the age of 35. You've got really a lot to be grateful for. Just be careful that social obligations don't tax your health and well-being. Sometimes you get so caught up in work that you forget to take care of yourself. You can make large amounts of money in real estate, especially in the later years, and maintain good health throughout their lives. It's one of the cards that's likely to live to the age of 100. You like to mix and mingle and reach deals with others. Okay, yeah, I know. So you got a way to go. You know, remember that country song, if I'd have known I was going to live this long, I'd take a bit of care of myself. So keep that in mind as you're going along here. Right now, you are in your Venus. You're just finishing up your Venus period. That started July 8th. And that goes through August 29th. So you've got about another week or so to be in that Venus mode. Let's see. I was just taking a quick look here. And ironically enough, you've got the Queen of Hearts and two of clubs in your Venus. And the Queen of Hearts is a marriage card. So I don't know if you're in in a relationship or wannabe or something, but it's like something to do with marriage has definitely been on your mind a lot. Now, what's coming up for you, though, in your Mars time, you've got this King of Spades and Seven of Clubs. King of Spades is really a good one. Just going to look at that one real quick because that's like the highest the highest card in the deck. Let's put it that way. It's one where you really kind of like chart your future or where you want to go. The fact that it's in Mars just tells us that any involvement with legal matters is going to turn out in your favor as the King of Spades rules over your Mars period. You can expect better relations with men and great success in any project that you're passionately pursuing. As a matter of fact, it guarantees you success in an area of your life if you're willing to apply the wisdom and work at it, because spades are about work. If you're ready to take that leadership role in your work or business, now is the time. You might also find that there's one or more men of the spade suit for which you feel some either attraction or anger during this time period. The other part of that is you have that seven, I believe it's seven clubs, also in this Mars time coming up here. And that speaks to faith. It's like because the sevens are all about they're all about faith, really and really and truly. It's a strong influence for arguments, one that bring on problems where you're in pessimism. So but with that king sitting there, it's like the problem's not so much so. Your relationships with men in general could be a little bit difficult during that period, but the solution to the problem lies within you, not in them. Opposition to plans or desires can, make you mad and upset and negative at that time. But caution is advised in legal matters with men until you can take full responsibility for that, attitude and belief, okay, so you kind of own it. Fear is often at the root of all anger and negative thinking. Elevate your mind with positive affirmations. Expose yourself to sources of spiritual knowledge and inspiration to get the most good out of that one. Look to that other Mars card again, that King of Spades, and you're going to have success no matter what challenges are coming up. So it's like it seems a little bit frustrating right now, But it's like, you know, you're going to have success in the Mars period. And then in Jupiter, which starts October 20th, that is your, you know, the blessings for the year. So you've got some, you know, some good things are coming. That's just, I'm going to phrase it that way. It's like, you know, good things are coming up. You know, you're a little bit frustrated, you know, right now with where you're at in the moment. But to phrase a really moment is like, you know, this too shall pass. And somebody said that, you know, about constipation. It's like, it's sometimes it's like passing a brick, but, you know, it will get by sooner or later.
Thank you so much for calling. We're just about out of time here. I'm going to get some information out real quick. And be sure to call us back and let us know how it goes, okay? Be sure to follow us. Click the button up there on the top of your player that's left. And we will definitely see everybody back here on Psychics Gone Wild. We're on 7 days a week. Thank you, Jane. Thank you, Kelly.
You're welcome.
And thank you also to our mentor, Jethro. And thank you especially to the callers. We love having you. Thank you, and we will see you tomorrow. Don't forget Living in the Psychic Realm tonight.
Good night, everybody. It's been fun.
Good night. Love, light, and healing.
Absolutely. Blessings on the day.